So you said Paul Bunyan's famous. How do people know about him? Is he in children's storybooks, or do you learn about him at school?
Yes, both. At school, I remember having maybe a Paul Bunyan Day. It's not an actual national holiday, but at school, I think we had maybe one day when I was in preschool or kindergarten where we would just talk about Paul Bunyan, and they would show us picture books of Paul Bunyan, and we would make art based on Paul Bunyan, things like that.
That's pretty amazing that he's so famous, and just for making the Mississippi River. Is there something special about the river that makes it important in America?
Well, it's definitely the most important river in America, I would say. It's large, and it crosses the entire United States down the middle. And yes, the Mississippi River is very important to the United States, and especially where I'm from, because I live near the Mississippi River in the United States.
Are there any Native American stories to explain why the Mississippi River's such a big river and why it's there?
Oh, I'm sure there are. But unfortunately, I think now we choose to talk about the Paul Bunyan story more for one reason or another. I'm not sure why it's the most famous, but I'm sure the Native Americans have much older stories to explain the Mississippi River.
So, Jake, is he famous for anything else other than making that big river?
Well, I think it's maybe just a story about hard work for children and things like that, because they would say he had a huge axe and he could cut down 10 trees with one swing and things like that. So
not really an environmentalist.
Not exactly. I think the story was invented before the environment was invented. So it's it's a bit of an
old
story.
Do they want children to go and cut down trees, or what's the purpose of the story now?
Well, I think it just means work hard and prosper, like many stories in the United States.
I see.